Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks Best Source. It's time now for your morning update for this Monday, March 25th, brought to you by the Indoor Racer Showcase. Join Grand Forks Best Source Saturday, April 6th for the 6th annual Indoor Racer Showcase at Home of Economy in Grand Forks. You'll see sprint cars, late models, go-karts, and more. See your favorite drivers like Mark Dobmeier, Jack Croker, Brendan Mullen, the Peterson family, and others too. This free event is open to the public and all ages are welcome. Enjoy spiced pork burgers, brats, and baked beans served by the Grand Forks Central Wrestling Team for a free will offering. There'll be reps from Beer's Black Dog Barbecue, Casa M Spice, Dakota Don's Artesian Waffles, Davis Seasoning, and Far Out Nuts. Mark it down in your calendar, Saturday, April 6th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the 6th annual Indoor Racer Showcase at Home of Economy in Grand Forks.
All right, well, the National Weather Service in Grand Forks expecting this storm that we're in the middle of to have significant travel impacts in the Southern Valley while possibly impacting travel north of Fargo as well. Now, as we get further north, it won't be as significant or severe, but we could still definitely see, especially if we get into the accumulating snow, some areas of reduced visibility and then more hazardous travel. Now, we could get an additional 1 to 3 inches of snow yet before this is all said and done. Our winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour. Our high today, right around 31 degrees. Well, a man is dead, another man hospitalized following a shooting which prompted evacuation of the Grand Forks County SWAT team to a home in Larimore. Started about 1:30 Saturday when a woman reported that she had witnessed a murder at the home. SWAT and the drone team were sent to the scene. Nearby residents were told to evacuate or shelter in place. SWAT breached the front door using a ram on its vehicle after the suspect refused orders to surrender. The sheriff's office says he fired several rounds and eventually came outside. He made movements and was shot by a deputy. Name of the person who was killed by the suspect has not been released. The shooting victim's name has also been withheld at this point. He was taken to All True Hospital. State Bureau of Criminal Investigation is leading that investigation. Well, a 30-year-old man been arrested after he allegedly shot at officers who were conducting a high-risk search warrant at a residential neighborhood. Grand Forks Police and the Grand Forks Regional SWAT team were in the 3300 block of Primrose Court around 2 p.m. on March 22nd when they made contact with Jeffrey Simpson Jr. Police say that when Simpson Jr. saw officers, he immediately opened fire on them, forcing them to return fire. During the exchange of gunfire, no one was hit by any bullets. Simpson Jr. then ran a short distance where he gave up and was then arrested. Due to the nature of the incident, the investigation was turned over to agents from the North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigation. 26-year-old man from Langdon is dead after a head-on crash Saturday night. North Dakota State Patrol says the crash happened around 9:45, 1 mile east of Langdon on State Highway 5. The identity of the man killed will be released at a later time. That crash remains under investigation. Let's take a quick little break. Let's hear this from Executive Properties.
Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Aaron says Chris and his team did a spectacular job on the damage to my aunt's garage and siding. Kept us up to date on the progress, and the finished product was amazing. Thank you for your professionalism and hard work. Hey, get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273.
And if we do get some significant snow, make sure you call Executive Properties, that same number for your snow removal. Well, the Kennedy Center honored comedian Kevin Hart with the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor last night with an evening that featured routines from fellow comics Dave Chappelle, Chelsea Handler, and Jerry Seinfeld, and a tribute to Hart's career and a recorded show that will air on May 11th on Netflix. Hart's peers celebrated him with a mix of humor, profanity, and emotion. Hart, 44, became the 25th recipient of the prize, which the Kennedy Center has previously bestowed on Adam Sandler, Whoopi Goldberg, Jon Stewart, and Carol Burnett. Hart called the award amazing and thanked his peers for showing up. Known for films such as Ride Along, Central Intelligence, and Fatherhood, Hart has achieved success as a comic, a movie and television actor, and as a producer and businessman. He launched the media company Heartbeat in 2022. And finally, in sports, after losing to Omaha in the NCHC Frozen Four, the University of North Dakota hockey team received a second seed in the Maryland Heights, Missouri region and will face Michigan Friday night at 7:30. On the other side of the bracket, Michigan State is the number one seed. They'll face NCHC's Western Michigan. If UND wins Friday night, they'll face the winner of that game at 5:30 Sunday, March 31st. NHL Saturday, Minnesota Wild lost a close one. What a great game to St. Louis, 5-4 in overtime. NBA big game yesterday for the Minnesota Timberwolves. They beat the Golden State Warriors 114-110. And Major League Baseball spring training as the Minnesota Twins and Atlanta Braves playing at noon today. And that's your morning update, brought to you by EyeSight Drone Services.
What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields, unmanned area vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you?
All right. Well, North Dakota State Senator Scott Meyer back in the studio at 11 o'clock today. He's kind of giddy with all kinds of good stuff going on. Tune in to find out more and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. All right. You know, the Grand Cities, man, they are grand. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.